Names Dripping with Blood, written by Tigress Wolf, read by Raven. Written for the prompt, any, they used to shout my name, now they whisper it. Once there was a princess, beloved by all who knew her. Her name? We do not speak it now. But I can tell you of the court she commanded, of the besotted knights and the charming princes battling for the honor of kissing her hand, for scraps of her attention, for a kiss and a dance. I can tell you of the far-flung kingdoms and the nobles of the land who offered fortunes and favors simply for the chance of marrying the most beautiful princess the world has ever seen. Was she? Debatable, but not where anyone can hear. Once there was a princess. No, she was not cursed. She was the curse. She wed on a bright spring day to the second son of the king's greatest ally. Their union was a blessing for both kingdoms, or so it seemed at first. His name? Long forgotten. It was never important, nor he, that sad, sorry prince. The beloved princess's father died the autumn after the wedding. She was crowned queen in mourning black. Her husband died the following spring, while she grew plump with his child. Oh, how the kingdom mourned them both! And none cried so beautifully as the beloved queen. She birthed a son in the summer. His name? Well, it is the one you know. Tell me, do you know of the witch who lives far beyond the mountains, past that haunted forest down near the frozen shore? Yes? And do you know of the warlord whose reach stretches from ocean to ocean, who gobbles up realms and spits out the bones? Of course you do. The beloved princess who became the beloved queen was not cursed. No, she was the curse, you see. Who cast it? No one knows. Why? Lips as red as the blood shed when a prince was sacrificed by the light of the moon. Hair as black as the moonless night. A queen recited words in a language long lost to time. Skin as white as the bones that litter the battlefields across a continent. We are cursed, you see. Her name? We do not say it, though once it rang out in cheers, echoing off the stone streets. His name? There are some who whisper it. You would know it if you heard. Mine? Oh, that is unimportant. I promise you. You shouldn't wonder such things, you know. It matters not how I remember. Best get on home now. Don't stray from the path. We are cursed, you see. Our beloved princess became the terrible witch who rules the world from the seashore. Her beloved son became the horrible warlord who commands the world from a throne of bones. It was centuries ago now. Don't ask me how I remember. I promise. You don't want to know. The end. Thanks for listening.